With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's your birthday today, and I'd wish you a happy birthday, but my birthday was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and I didn't hear squat from you.
You did. I called you my own man, and I put a GIF on social media where the kids from the census said, hey, there's an old man talking, and a bunch of kids are in a
gym. Yes.
So you did hear something. I was terrorizing you and making fun of you. Did you? I know you're talking to a therapist about me. I know. But I didn't know if they taught you how to black me. Apparently, they taught you how to black me out, because how could you forget that? Everybody laughed. They thought it was hilarious.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And you as well. How old are you now?
You first.
48?
48.
I'm 51. You know, I love bragging about how old I am because I look 30. So,
yeah. You look good.
And so, yeah. So I'm 51, and, you know, not everything is where it used to be. Some stuff has fallen, and it can't get up.
Ah, with that,
my butt get behind my kneecaps. Why is my butt behind my knees? What? My butt used to be on my back. What happened to that?
Again, dealing with that visual now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
So, tell us who's saying you happy birthday today.
Oh, my gosh, the governor of the great state of Minnesota, the lieutenant governor, Senator Carrie Dietzick, Melissa Hortman, Julie Blaha, you know, Carla Bingham. Did you want me to keep talking? Should I keep going? Should I Mark Fry? I mean, you want me to keep going?
No, Governor Walz was who we were talking about. Tell us about why you were at the Capitol today and about the mission, that your latest mission, your latest act of dominance in the great state of Minnesota, what it involves.
Well, I was at a Comcast Rise event. Comcast had just given out $10,000 grants to 100 businesses, and they were having this big celebration, and there was a panel where they were talking to business owners about, you know, what they could do to help their businesses continue to be successful, right? And so Steve Grove, the commissioner of deed, was like, you know, I think that, you know, black business owners should call their legislators. You know, there's $17 billion in the surplus. And, you know, that you guys should. I said, wait, back up, brah. Did you say B with like a billion? Is that what you said? Because you tell black people there's $1 billion somewhere. We ain't calling nobody. We going down there. And he was like, ho, that's a great idea. And I was like,
Wait a minute. Oh, stop right there. Stop. Is that your stereotypical white guy voice you're doing there?
Yes. Well, that's a great idea, Shaletta. You should, you know, really consider that. And I'm like, dude, you don't know me. We're about to do it like in a couple of days. So I got busy, like, just trying to figure out logistically how to do that. You know, I haven't been to the Capitol since, you know, the governor stayed at the state, and I was an invited guest. Before that, it was like Andrew was working with Carrie Dietzick on some autism legislation, and before that, it was a field trip. You know, so this wasn't something that I knew how to do, but I reached out to Brian McDaniel of Hilden Advocacy and Law, because I'd seen him on Almanac and, you know, Tom Hauser's show on At Issue. And, you know, he just kind of helped walk me through the process. So today at 10:30 in the Capitol Rotunda, we had the first ever Black Entrepreneurs Day. About 250 black business owners, along with allies, came together to, you know, allow our legislators to listen to some of our unique concerns. And then we all had lunch together. It was a really nice time, Adam. And, you know, it wasn't a protest or a rally.
No.
We led with love.
Yeah.
You know, we really led with love. And they listened, and we listened, and everybody learned something. And then we went down into the vault and had lunch. And, you know, when I first started, you know, kind of planning this, I probably had about 100 people RSVP. And then, like, John Crowman did a story. And then it was in the Twin Cities Business Magazine, the St. Paul Business Journal, and Fox 9. It just started just snowballing. And then the next thing I know, I got like 300 RSVPs. And so, like, the Minneapolis Chamber was like, we're going to help you out with this lunch because, you know, it's just, it's kind of getting expensive. And so they sponsored lunch for us, and then the St. Paul Saints and Grey Duck Spirits, and, you know, they came on board and said, you know what, we're going to provide some grants for the business owners who are here because they're having to close for the day to come and, you know, participate in this event. It was just an amazing show of love and unity and support for these business owners from, you know, across the board, from the politicians to the businesses to the allies. It was beautiful. Mark Fry was there. You need to ask him about it because he was just like, wow, this is amazing.
You mentioned at the start here that and every business is different. Different businesses have different challenges. But you said, you know, that Black business owners, there are some commonalities and the challenges, unique challenges that they face. What are some of those?
You know, it's access. And we're not just talking about access to funding either, Adam. We're talking about just plain old access. Anissa Keys got up. She's got Aruba Emotional Health, one of the most successful therapy practices in the state, Black or white. And she made over $1 million last year, and she still can't get a line of credit. You know, and that's just not from one bank, and that's because she is a Black woman. And then she was talking to one of her white female counterparts who is doing the same business, making less money, and she's got a line of credit out the wazoo. You know, that kind of, you know, just kind of redlining with regard to banking, and also getting, you know, office space and, you know, access to capital, access to social capital. You know, who do we call when we're running into problems? We don't have an advocate at the Capitol. So we all went up there, all these Black business owners, so that we could lobby for ourselves.
I love it. And in fact, on my usual show, Adam and Jordana, 9 to noon, Jordana just reached out to me last night, and we're going to do this every day of February. We are going to highlight a Black-owned business. So
that is so amazing. I so love her. Oh, my God. That is so incredible. Thank y'all doing that, because, you know, and that's another thing, you know, that these business owners were saying, you know, how do I let folks know about my business, bidding on government contracts, mm-hmm. you know, so many other things where, you know, we are not, you know, giving that kind of information that, oh, this bid is available or that bid is available. We're not on these lists. And, you know, the same people keep getting selected. So the same people keep getting the funding. The same people keep getting the opportunities. If you think about the PPP loan, they gave money to Tom Brady, GoDaddy, and Rick's Cabaret. Really? You think Tom Brady needed that $1 million,
well,
Adam, for his small, struggling business that was impacted during COVID?
Well, Rick's Cabaret. I mean, let's go. I mean, Rick's Cabaret. I could make an argument that Rick's needed that money.
But you know what? You know, I bet for anybody, Rick's was not hurt. Rick's probably went virtual.
I have some of those benchmarks on my computer at home.
Do not share your screen in the Zoom, Adam. Do not do it. Do not. If they say, Adam, you can share your screen. No, thank you.
I've got to go and erase my internet browsing history. Let's take a break. 2:17, more with the birthday girl, Shaletta Brundage, coming up next on CCO. 2:21, continuing with Feisty Friday with Shaletta. Shaletta, your take on this Chinese balloon. What do you think of that?
You know what? I really can't think right now, Adam. You know why? Because it's so damn cold outside. What in the hell is going on here? Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? It was minus 12 degrees on the gauge today. I can't think. My brain is frozen. This is ridiculous. Well, I mean, my gloves need a pair of gloves on. I love Minnesota. Father God, Lord knows I do. But Adam, when it's this cold, it's really unbearable.
Oh, suck it up. You've been here long enough. You can deal with it.
No, I'm not. You know what? I could have been born here, okay? They could have just dropped me off here from the ship. I don't give a damn. It's too cold, Adam. It's too dang cold. You know how cold it was today? My car froze up. I couldn't even unlock my car. I had to sit outside and pray for a miracle that my car would unlock because everything was frozen.
I thought you were going to rifle off a bunch of how cold is it jokes. How cold is it? How cold is it?
It's too cold to be funny. It's too cold. I got two pair of underwear on, two pair of socks. Look, I'm already gaining weight. I don't need to look extra fat with all the layering. I don't want to put on the layering, okay? I'm trying to get the weight off. And I'm fat now because I've been eating good during COVID. I took all these clothes and put on a jacket and a coat and it's too much. And then the kids are like, oh, Mom, what are we doing for your birthday? Nothing. We're going to stay in the house when we got some damn heat. We're doing nothing for my birthday. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's the problem with it. When it gets this cold, you just don't want to go outside at all. You just kind of want to stay inside. What about ice fishing? Would you ever come ice fishing with me?
No, because I need you and everyone else who likes to go ice fishing know that it is a lake. It is still a body of water.
Yeah.
And there are things that can happen. Like, you can fall through. The first story that I ever covered at KSTP when I got here in November of 2004, was a truck on Lake Minnetonka that fell through the ice. And I had never known anything about ice fishing, so I was like, why is this man driving his truck on the lake? That's ridiculous to me. Was he high? Did he get drunk? And they were like, no, they routinely do that. And I was like, well, why would anybody drive a couple hundred pound vehicle on a lake? I don't care if it's frozen. There could be some patches that aren't frozen as other.
I promise it'll be
safe. No, you cannot make that promise. You stop. You cannot make that promise.
Have you seen my ice cat, my ice house, though? I've got a camper that I put out on the ice.
I saw that. And you know, it's really nice, but I have to say that when I saw it, I was concerned. I was concerned for your safety and the safety of the people in there. Now, I've seen the inside of them, and they are all really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen the inside of them on a lake. I've seen them on a show. I've seen them in people's driveways. But I've never gone out ice fishing.
Let me explain how this works. It's great because you can go to sleep out there, and you have these rattle reels.
On a lake.
Yep, and they have these. Mm-hmm. You keep the line down as you're sleeping, and if a fish comes while you're sleeping, it bites the line and it starts pulling the reel and the little bell goes off and it lights up. So you wake up in the middle of the night and you yank the line and you got a fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Mm. Yeah, sounds really cool. So it's also like a possible news story. What was that lake recently where like 30 or 40 trucks fell
Lake
into
Pepin.
The ice?
Lake Pepin,
yeah,
down there,
Lake
Red
Pepin.
Wing.
And you know, this is what I've learned from covering the trucks and cars that go into the lake. When you get out there with a camera crew, they don't want to talk.
It wasn't me. It was that other guy. It was his truck.
No, it's not me. But you're sitting here wet. You're the only one out here and you're wet. Are you sure it wasn't you? No, not me. Did you witness anything? Maybe you know, and at first I didn't know that they just didn't want to talk. So I was like, did you witness anything? I was like, oh, he's probably the hero, and he doesn't want to get any credit. They were like, nah, girl, he the one who fell in the lake. He don't want nobody
to know. He doesn't
want to
talk?
And you know what? In 200-300 years, when the drought hits, because climate change is real, and all these lakes dry out, they're going to be like, why are there like hundreds of trucks and cars down at the bottom of this lake? What is really going on? What happened here?
They pull those. No, they don't leave them in. They don't leave them in the lake. They don't leave them in the lake. They pull them out.
So how in the hell do they get them out?
Well, that's a great question. They got these companies that do it. They got these cranes and these lifts.
There's an industry.
Oh, yeah.
There's a business for people to go and pull cars and trucks and ice houses.
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom of frozen
lakes. Guess who gets the bill for that?
Not the insurance company, because the insurance company ought to say, you are not in good hands at this point. Yeah.
You get to pay for that removal of your vehicle.
I wonder what something like that costs. I wonder what the fee is. I can, if it was me and I was foolish enough to go and drive my truck on the lake and it went down to the bottom, I wouldn't even tell anybody. I'd be too, I'm like the guy.
What happened to your truck? I don't know. What happened to your truck? I don't know. I have no idea.
It was here when I got here and it left. I think the truck went out for something. The truck will be back. The truck turns human. The truck will be back. The truck went for a ride. It'll be back.
So what are your plans? What are your plans for your birthday? What's the big, what are you doing tonight? Big birthday dinner anywhere? Your kids cooking for you? What's happening?
Well, I have requested that the ex-husband prepare. Bless his heart. Are you praying for him? Poor man. It's like he thought because we were getting divorced that he would like no longer have to put up with me. And so I was like, you got to come to the big Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. So he's like checking people in. He's downstairs serving cake and then he's cleaning up. And we had a few box lunches left. So he bagged them up and took them over to Dorothy Day. And as he was leaving, I was like, so what are we doing tonight? He was like, you want some of these box lunches? And I was like, hell no. I want steak and asparagus and spinach. He was like, where are we going to get it from? I was like, Javi. He's like, how's he serving steak? I was like, no, get the food, and then you can cook it.
He's a trooper, man. So, I applaud him. Yeah.
I don't know. Is this somebody said this might be ex-spousal abuse? I don't know. I've never heard that word, ex-spousal abuse, where he is still on the hook. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, when I think about it, if it wasn't me and I heard about, how he was being treated, I might feel bad for him. But I do want my dinner. I don't know. What do you think? Is it ex-spousal abuse?
No. That's you guys have maintained a relationship, and you asked him nicely, and I'm sure you didn't pressure him at all into doing it.
Yeah, and I didn't pressure him at all. You know me. I'm as nice. I don't ever pressure people
right.
to do anything that I want to do. Because if he says no, then I'm going to respect that.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. Well, happy birthday. Thank you so much for taking
Thank
some time
you.
Out of your busy birthday. And a texter wants to know the over-under of the selfies, birthday selfies Shaletta makes people take with her today.
Oh, my God. It was like a million of them. In fact, I had a photographer with me, so I didn't even have to,
take the selfies.
I had Travis from Prova Films doing it so that it looked like a selfie. My God. So as soon as I unthaw my fingers, I am going to send like 5,100 selfies, and I'll tag you.
Oh, no, please don't. I'll cook you dinner if you don't tag me in it. I'll cook you that steak. Happy birthday.
All right, buddy. Love y'all.
Love
you,
too.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
there she goes, the birthday girl, Shaletta Brundage. Somebody texted in, it's so cold out when Keith Stonehouse's kid ordered a pizza, it arrived frozen.
Hey.
Very good. More Keith Stonehouse humor after this at CCO. Actually, no, it's coming up. Am I Wrong? I can't wait. My first go at Am I Wrong? That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.